Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Phew, I hope you all got the smoke out your lungs by now. I mean, geez, this fire has been going for a little bit here. We're taping here this Monday, and we are still evacuated as of Monday. Hopefully, when you're hearing this, we are back home again. But yeah, we got some good friends out there. Lou and Petra Hefner are gracious enough to let us use their driveway, and thank goodness we have a trailer, so we're able to park it out there and be a little self-efficient. But man, I'm telling you what, it's wild being away from home for that long when you're not on vacation, you know, kind of a forced thing. So I hope that everybody who got displaced out there is back home and that this fire is under control right now. And I want a big thanks to all the firefighters and everybody that came through, you know, and helped out, offered their homes and offered up, like, I know down there, Ship Ashore did a very good thing with the people who had trailers and stuff could go in there and hook up, go down there, and they didn't have electricity, but they had water and sewer and showers, and I guess they were giving out some breakfast, lunch, and dinner type thing, and, you know, really great down there, coming through, shining through, you know, and a lot of places shine through like that. So, yeah, hopefully we're home now, but hey, it didn't stop us from having no Sunday family fun day, that's for sure. So we all got together, and we were by the ocean. These, you know, friends have a place by the ocean, so the breeze was coming through, and we were able to breathe some good air, so that was always nice for the day and everything, and the little prince was running around having a good time. So hey, we just treated it like it was a little halfway camping, but it's not, and it's no fun when you're like forced to do it. So anyways, that's it. I hope everybody got out of it. I'm all right, and your homes are okay, and there we go. So I'm going to get on with the show here. Got a little bit to talk about. We're going to go to the 101 Bar and Grill, where there's something happening every night. Let's see, on Thursdays they got line dancing and ladies night. Wednesdays and Sundays they got karaoke. And every Monday night they got the steak special. And there's some more stuff going on there. I have a flyer here I'll be talking about in a minute, but that's at the 101 Bar and Grill. Catalyst Seafood. They've got the world's longest happy hour. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's on Sunday through Thursday from 2 to 6 p.m. So there you go. And you have to call for a music lineup. Let's see. I do know Jesse G is going to be coming to town here, though, real soon. I promoted something in the Insider on that, so I'm going to make sure and get that. If it's not this weekend, I'll get it on next week's show. So just give them a holler down there because, I know girls coming back to town. And then we go to the Checo Brewing, where I got a huge schedule for them on the 2nd. They got Lon Goddard on the 7th. They got Frankie C on the 8th. They got Rap Brush on the 9th. They got Steve Harrington on the 14th. It's Frankie C. And on the 15th, it's Rap Brush. So I'm giving you out that one right there. That's at the Checo Brewery. Let's see. And then at the Rivers Inn Sports Bar, we've got Monday Free Pool. Tuesday is Tamale Tuesday and Karaoke. Wednesday is 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday is Karaoke. Friday is DJ Night. Saturday is the People's Choice. And of course, Sunday, there's some kind of sport going on. And of course, the NFL action is happening now again there, because they got all kinds of TVs there, and it's a sports bar. So that's the Rivers Inn Sports Bar. And then we slide on over to Sebastian's Bar and Grill, where we have Gilkirk Tickle in the Ivories for your dining pleasure, Wednesday through Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m. That's at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. And downtown in beautiful Brookings, we got the Vista Pub, which has jazz on Thursday. Coming up on the 1st, they got Heidi and Jake. On the 8th is Lon Goddard. And on the 15th is Frankie C. All music starts at 7. That's at the Vista Pub. And the Voodoo Lounge, they got karaoke going on Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 10 p.m. The Laughing Clam, if you're up out of town up in the Grants Pass area, they've always got some good music going on Fridays from 7 to 10 and on Saturdays 6 to 9. We've got coming up on the 1st, Top Secret, and on the 2nd, Rogue Rage. And then on the 8th, the Bean Berry Band. And then on the 9th, Jen Ambrose. That's going on to Laughing Clam up in Grants Pass. And back down to beautiful CC by the Sea, we go to the Inateca, which on the 15th, they've got Undercover. On the 22nd, Aaron Bent. And on the 29th, Comedy Night. All right. Now, I believe they might have a band this weekend, coming up on the second, so you want to call there just in case, because I remember them telling me something, but they didn't get it to me in time to get in the paper. And then you got a Seaquake Brewing, the same with them. They've got the 28th, we got Chris and Wendy, yeah, and then on the 30th, Frankie C. Okay, I'm reading all this on the computer right now. This is this week. Tomorrow the paper gets printed and I'll have it for next week. But right now, yeah, I'm getting all this at the Insider of Southern Oregon. And it's on the computer and my eyeballs aren't what they used to be. So here we go. Having fun here. Yeah, I thought there was something else I had for the 101. They've got Blowin' Smoke. Perfect timing for them to come into town here. At the 101 Bar and Grill, Beth Henderson and Blowin' Smoke. Going to be there Friday and Saturday, September 1st and 2nd, 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. That's happening at the 101 Bar and Grill. Yeah, I know. Perfect timing on their behalf. Okay, so I tried to do something different here so I could be slick and get my paperwork. And it seems like every time I do that with my computer, it just like terrorizes me. It doesn't let me do it, but here we go. We've got a couple artists here that give me their schedules. Steve Harrington, he is happening on Wednesday and Friday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Coon Tie, which we've caught his show the last two Friday nights, actually. We went to have dinner there and everything. And very good, very good. Good music. Then Frankie C. is happening at the Coon Tie on the 4th, the 9th, the 11th, the 18th, the 23rd, and the 25th. Uh-huh. And then, let's see, we got Rap Brush happening at Coon Tie on the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. So that's happening. Yeah, there you go with those three artists. And then, of course, Ray Cornell, the piano man. He's now playing at the Checo Activity Center every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's the piano man. Okay, and then we've got a little Grange Presents Dirty Cello. That's going to be happening on September 9th. The cost is $15 and tickets will be on sale starting August 15th. So that's because they're available at Del Norte Office Supply in Crescent City, Wright's Frame Shop Brickings, and Gold Beach Books. The doors open for the show at 6:30. There's a Grange sponsored lasagna dinner, including salad, bread, and beverage for $10. Tickets go on sale the same time and places, but will end on September 5th. The cost is $10, which is separate from the music. Let's see, dinner is from 5 to 6:30 sharp. That's right. Okay, so dinner at the Grange with a little Dirty Cello action. All right, good group, good group. Seen them a couple times, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, yeah, there we go. This is on the cover of this week's paper, which, once again, when you're hearing this, the paper should be out there at least around Brookings, but it's going to be on the cover of the Inside of Southern Oregon, and it's the Brookings, Oregon 3rd Annual Oktoberfest. That's right. They got 30 Oregon breweries. This is happening Saturday, September 16th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the Port of Brookings Harbor. And it's done by Checo Brewing Company and Vista Pub. Get together on that one. Yep, they have German fare and live music. That's right. For more information and stuff, you can get on www.checobrew.com. There you go. Yeah, Oktoberfest. All right, the Friends of the Unitarian Universalist, they meet every, on the 2nd and 4th Sundays at 10:30 a.m. in the Evergreen Federal Bank Meeting Room at 850 Checo Avenue. And they also like to get together and do little programs, have some people talking, all that good stuff. And this month, they've got, on the 10th, on the 10th, they got a special potluck and picnic at Harris Beach and building huge suns in the sand. They're going to build a huge sun in the sand. I had to read this and know what the heck I was saying. So, yeah, that's what they're going to be doing on the 10th at Harris Beach. They're going to say, and on the 24th, Robert O'Sullivan will present a talk. If you have any questions, you can contact Marsha Thibodeau at 707-245-6535. Man, I mean, geez, some of these are like pulling teeth. Okay, here we go. We got the Rockin' 2017 is going on here, featuring music by Steve Berg, the Chanterelles, True North, Frankie Hernandez. They're going to have event MCs. This is happening September 16th at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds. The music festival gates open at 1 p.m. and the music starts at 1:30. So there you go. Ticket prices are adults $12, kids 7 to 17, 6, and children under 6 free. Family of 4 get a pass for $30. You can get your tickets at Del Norte Child Care at 212 K Street. Let me see, they're going to have beer and wine, food, vendors, children's activities, bounce houses, all rats, all kinds of stuff. And music, 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 much more. So there you go. And featuring crafted beers from several of the local breweries. So that's happening rocking 2017, September 16th at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds. I see the Downtown Divas have a little action on that one, so it's going to be fun. Parlez-vous français? Hey, there you go. Conversational French Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Checo Activity Center. That's right. This group is free to members of the Checo Activity Center. Membership is $15 per calendar year or $150 for a lifetime membership. Led and facilitated by a native French speaker with 14 years teaching experience at a university. This is the Checo Activity Center. For more info, you can call 541-469-6822. Watch Bruce butcher the French language. That's right. Sorry, folks. I never took it in school. Let's see. It's the 19th annual MDA Benefit Car Show. That's right. Happening at Lucky 7 Casino. Saturday is September 2nd, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. They got a 50-50 cash drawing, t-shirts, food, cars, trucks, motorcycles, and 4x4s. All right, you can contact Tom Lee, 707-487-0611, or go to surfsoundtom@gmail.com for more information on that. Yeah, MDA Benefit Car Show coming. Okay, so Saturday, coming up on the 9th, we're going to get like metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsies, and they're going to have messages from the Masters going on at 6 p.m. And then Monday on September 11th, they're going to have spoon bending class at 3 p.m. Okay, so if you're interested in joining them, all you have to do is call 541-813-1882. Or 317-408-7970, or stop in at Gypsies and get metaphysical. That's right. Hey, you know what? I also want to mention the little station that could. I got a little article in the paper, in the Insider that I wrote there, about, you know, we got some great shows on the air on Little Station That Could, KCIW 100.7 FM. That's right. Not only will you listen to the Insider Report and the Magical Musical History Tour, but we got all kinds of cool shows on there. And all you got to do is go to kciw.org to see the full lineup, schedules, days, times, all that good stuff for all these great shows. So, hey, check out my article there in the Insider, and it'll keep you abreast on where to go to be in the know. That's right. On stuff like that. On this page. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to mention this because, you know, it's not breaking anything like that, but it is the Brit Fest going on. And I mean, they really got some, they always have a good lineup, but they've got some, I actually did a page, Ron White's coming to the event. He's funny as heck. I saw him in the, I saw their whole group back there in Washington, D.C. back in the day. So that was very cool. But Brit's schedule, they've got, on the 2nd, they got Darty. Let's see, on the 6th, Michael Franti. Okay, and then on the 7th, it's Ron White. And then here's one that got me. On the 8th, they got Judy Collins and Stephen Stills. Is that cool or what? There you go. See, that's happening on the 8th. So, pretty good names. And they got John Butler Trio, the Pepper Tribal Seeds, Jason Isbell. The Goo Goo Dolls are coming. You know, I knew one of the guitarists from the Goo Goo Dolls in town here for a while. He was visiting a little bit, some friends. It was cool. Got to meet him. Oh, and then on the 17th, George Thorogood. What? That's right. Coming to the Brit Fest. There you go. That's like three or four big names right there happening at the Brit Fest this year. I mean, the other ones are all in their own right, too. But that's pretty neat. I like that. Now all I got to do is get my, you know, tail feathers up there and catch some of these shows because, yeah, that's good stuff. I don't care who you are. I've never been to a Brit Fest. Have you guys ever been to one of those? I mean, they do have some quality. I do know they have some quality stuff going on there. Okay, so I probably would have done better off. No, that's all right. I'm cool where I was at. Let's see. Okay, I did the Parlez-vous Francais. Oh, yeah. Screw that all up. How is that said? Is that Parlez-vous Francais? Francois? Francois? Francais? Francais. Okay, okay. All right, well, I did it, and I didn't even realize I did it. I did it right. Okay, good. We got the Kite Festival is looking for a few good artists. That's right. The Southern Oregon Kite Festival Committee has selected Wonders of the Wind as the theme for the 26th annual Southern Oregon Kite Festival, which will be held the third weekend of July in 2018. Logo design submissions will be accepted until October 20th, after which the SOKF committee will select the winning design. The logo is featured on the front of the Kite Festival t-shirts and on the cover of the 98-page Southern Oregon Kite Festival program. And it also will be on the cover of the Insider of Southern Oregon. So there you go. The original art piece will be donated by the artist to the Southern Oregon Kite Festival, then framed and auctioned to the highest bidder at the festival's auction banquet. The proceeds from the auction help to defray the cost of bringing the Kite Festival to the community of Brookings Harbor. So if you would, local artists will be acknowledged in the festival program as well as in Kite Festival news releases. Artists who would like to submit their Wonders of Wind logo designs should contact John Curtis. He's the SOKF chairman at 541-813-1969 or jkurt50@gmail.com. To learn more about Southern Oregon Kite Festival, please visit www.sokf.org. Kite Festival looking for a few good artists. Oh yeah. And we got a few out there. I'm going to tell you that right now. So they've got a sandcastle sand sculpture contest going on here at Beachfront Park coming up on this weekend on the 2nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's in beautiful CC by the sea. It's part of the Find Your Park event. Let's see. The Family Resource Center will be sponsoring the sandcastle sand sculpture contest at Front Street Beach. Teams of all ages will have the opportunity to compete for prizes by building either a sandcastle or a sand sculpture. There is no limit to the number of members per team. You know, the team should provide their own building materials and tools, and prizes will be awarded to the best sandcastle, best sand sculpture, and best display of showmanship during the building process. So sign-ups begin at 9 a.m., and the building will take place between 1 and 3 p.m. Final judging will take place at 3 p.m. So there you go. Sandcastle and sand sculpture must consist of sand only. That makes sense. No glass or animals permitted in the build area. No superstructures or permanent forms of any kind. Sand forms may be used, but only as forms. The use of shovels, hoes, spatulas, and other tools except power tools is allowed. The castle or sculpture must be confined within the assigned space. Structures must be complete by 3 p.m. and all building supplies for the structure must be removed prior to judging. So for more information on this, you can call the Family Resource Center at 707-464-0955. Get a little sandcastle action going on out there. Okay, we got the 10th annual Gold Beach Brew Fest coming up, and Brew and Art Fest, that's right. Award-winning craft brews on tap, including Arch Rock Brewing from Gold Beach, live music on two stages featuring rock, folk, reggae, blues, and country. Great food, including brick oven pizza, fish and chips, and more. There'll be artisan craft vendors, wineries, classic car show hosted by Curry County Cruisers, and an art show and sale featuring music from these great bands: Castletown, Spence Brothers Blues Band, Shays Lounge, Ferguson Brothers, Julie Divins, the Oregon Old Time Fiddlers, Big Creek Rendezvous, and Cliff Stanzel. The advance tickets, $10, at the door, it's $15. Adult admission includes complimentary festival logo glass and two tokens of sample craft brews. So Gold Beach Books would be where you'd be able to get these tickets at, and also the Wright's Custom Framing. So there you go. 10th Annual Gold Beach Brew and Art Fest. And this year we're going to go. Because they gave me complimentary tickets, so we're going to take advantage of it and go check it out this year. That's cool, because I've never been to one of those yet. Okay, we did that one already. Okay, so they wanted me to give a little love here. Tom sent this to me, and I did kind of hear something about it, because they were going to try to tie in with our Slammin' Salmon, but we didn't happen. But all right, they got the 18th annual Coos Basin Salmon Derby coming up there. It's going to be, let's see, on September 9th and 10th, they have a kickoff barbecue going on and a silent auction on September 8th. There's over $1,000 in cash prizes, with a $500 first prize. Tickets are $25, available online at www.morgancreekfishhatchery.org, events.html, or see their Facebook page, Coos Basin Salmon Derby. All proceeds go to support salmon enhancement and education programs, because yes, our salmon need to be a little bit smarter out there. So this goes to enhancing and educating the salmon. I'm just having fun with it. But yeah, hey, there we go. 18th Annual Coos Basin Salmon Derby. I don't know. I see them, and sometimes the stuff just goes through my head. You should be inside my head sometime. Okay, hey, you know what? The Community Shoe Bank. It used to be the Brookings Harbor Shoe Exchange, and now she's calling it the Community Shoe Bank. Currently has a number of soccer cleats and football cleats available, and they're for free. So you can contact Linda at 541- 469-9850. And if you have cleats in good condition to donate, we'd sure appreciate having them available to share with the community. So you can also call Linda for that. So there you go. Now I got to find out if the shoe exchange is back on normal here and everything, because it's usually the second Saturday of the month, but I didn't get anything but that on it. So hey, you can call Linda and find out if it's on. There you go. Okay, because usually it's on the second Saturday of the month from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Elks Lodge. All right. Let's see. The Outreach Gospel Mission, they are at the Farmers Market in Harbor. They started this on June 30, and it's running until September 16th, and it is called the Pluck a Duck Raffle. That's right, folks, the Pluck a Duck Raffle. Each Friday and Saturday, a themed gift basket with a value of approximately $200 worth of gift certificates and items relating to the theme will be raffled off. These items and gift certificates are being donated by merchants in Gold Beach and Brookings area. The tickets may be purchased Friday evenings from 3 to 7 and Saturdays 10 to 3 at the Farmers Market at the Outreach Gospel Mission booth. The drawing for the winning tickets will be at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Now, the winner need not be present to win. They will be called if they aren't there, and you can pick up your winning basket at the Farmer's Market at the time of the drawing, or you can go to the Outreach Gospel Mission at 15701 Highway 101 the following Tuesday with your winning ticket, and they'll hook you up. Okay, so hey, that's it. I'm out of material. I got no more. I want to thank Lennon Johnson for rocking out another awesome paper, and make sure to pick up all your copies of The Insider of Southern Oregon. It'll be hot off the presses and out there ready for you to read. And it's free, free, free. That's right. I want to thank all you listeners for tuning in to The Insider Report. And like I said, when you're all done with this show, there's all kinds of cool shows to listen to on KCIW 100.7 FM. And if you'd like to hear a lot of shows at your own leisure, you can go to kciw.org, and shows like The Insider Report and a whole lot more are on there as well. And you can always go to kciw.org for a schedule on all the other shows and what times and all that they're happening. So there you go. And I want you to make sure and tune into this week's Magical Musical History Tour, which I do. I have a little fun this week. Yeah, it's a little, you have to do a little thinking on this one, because I play movie themes or songs related to movies, and then I play them first, and then let's see if you can guess how many of the movies they came from, if you can get the movie, guess the movies right. Yeah, so we have a little fun with it this week, so make sure to tune into that. Let me see. Yeah, so that's it. Until next week, this is Bruce Stormy Weather Ellis signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get, and I'll see you out there. Bam! There we go. We got the band. That's right.
You bet.
Yeah, very good. Very good. All right.
Boom, baby.
Yeah, I knew you guys were going to love that one. Yeah. Whee!